Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Please keep a bookmark in Romans chapter 10, and please turn to Matthew chapter 7. If we view these scriptures in reverse, we will understand the importance of a soul winner. Without a preacher, without you, they will never hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Without the gospel, they will never believe on him. And if they have not believed on him, they will never call on Jesus Christ. And if they will not call on him, they will never get saved. Why are soul winners important? Because the lost souls need you. Why? Because number one, they need the right direction. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Back in the days when GPS navigations are not invented yet, traveling is not easy in places that you're not familiar with. You will get lost, and for you to get to your destination, you'll need someone to give you the right direction. Please turn to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. And in the aspects of salvation, only a soul winner can give the right direction to a lost soul. Not the Jehovah's Witnesses, not the Mormons, but a soul winner. Why the lost souls need you? Because number two, they need to hear the right instructions. Acts chapter 16, verse 30. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The instructions are simple, but without you, they'll keep and apply the wrong instructions that were given to them. The instructions to be a good person is the most common and basic instruction, but it is the wrong instruction. Because going to heaven is not about good works, but by faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. But the lost souls doesn't know this. That's why they need you for the right instructions. Why the lost souls need you? Because number three, they need their blind minds and eyes to be opened to the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Please turn to Acts chapter 9, if you would. Acts chapter 9. Have you tried to walk in the dark? It's hard, isn't it? You can't walk straight, and you'll know you will stumble. That's the state where the lost souls are. Without the light of the gospel, they are blind and constantly walking in darkness. For them to be able to see, they need you to open their mind and their eyes through the gospel of Jesus Christ. John 9, verse 25 says, he answered and said, this is the blind man that Jesus healed. Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Why the lost souls need you? Because number four, they need to be reminded that they are God's chosen vessel. We cannot tell whether someone is a chosen vessel, but God knows. That's why we need to preach the gospel to the lost souls. In Acts chapter 9, verse 11, this is after the event where Saul, the Apostle Paul, had an encounter with Jesus Christ. In verse 11, Jesus is giving instructions to Ananias. Acts chapter 9, verse 11. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. I never thought that I could bring lost souls to God, but he knew I'm a chosen vessel. He knew you're a chosen vessel unto him. We are all a chosen vessel, and many more chosen vessels are outside of this room, but they need us to remind them that they are a chosen vessels to their families, to their friends, to their communities, and to the whole world. Why the lost souls need you? Because they need the right direction, because they need to hear the right instructions, because they need their blind minds and eyes to be open to the truth, because they need to be reminded that they are God's chosen vessel. Please turn back to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. So what's the soul winning tip, Brother Jeff? The soul winning tip is simple. Show up during soul winning. Show up during soul winning whenever it's possible, because it takes time and a lot of learning experience to be a good soul winner. You will learn from your mistakes, and going out again and again will give you a chance to correct those mistakes. And another huge learning tool is observing your soul-winning partner. You'll learn a lot from them. Soul-winning experiences is the best teacher, because every soul-winning opportunity is a learning opportunity for us to be more effective. Romans chapter 10, verse 15 says, And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. When we used to live in San Francisco, I've decided that we have to be in Sacramento every Saturday if we can, in order for us to be sent out. Otherwise, we'll be in the mall or somewhere else. Our driving average back then is about 8 hours on a weekend, 4 hours Saturday, 4 hours Sunday. And I believe many families are driving longer than that. And now that we're here, it's just 7 minutes away, praise God, I am encouraged by those families that are driving from a long distance. We should be encouraged by those people. And because they show up here, because this is the place that we will be sent out. When you show up during soul winning, you'll be certainly sent out, because the lost souls need you. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 19 says, this is Jesus, and he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, for gathering us here to be sent out and preach the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for soul winners, because the lost souls need us, Lord. Please bless the soul winning today, Lord. Bless this entire day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.